our heart. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent on the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say, and clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, again we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We still with our series. God be for us. Who can be against us? Number 17. Number 17. God is on our side. We not losers. We are winners. We are winners. Look at 1 Peter, if you will. 2:20-21. 1 Peter 2:20-21. For what glory is it if when we be buffeted, mean beaten for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if when ye do well, that means to please God, and suffer for it, ye take it patiently. This is acceptable with God. He pleased with that. Not when you do something wrong yourself. Ain't no glory in that. You get put in jail because you were stealing. You don't know glory in that. And you don't cuss somebody out, they cuss you out. And ain't no glory in that. For even hereunto was ye called. Everybody say called. Because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Wasn't no lies about him. He can't lie. And sometimes we put our own self in trouble. And want everybody to feel sorry for us. But ain't no glory in that. But when you do something for the Lord, do something to please him, and they beat you about it, it's pleasing in his sight. It's pleasing in his sight. He left us an example how to suffer. He set the first example how to suffer. You're supposed to take it with joy. When somebody talk about you and lie on you, cheat you, all that kind of stuff. For his sake, he said, take it with joy. Bless his holy name. And look at 1 John 3:13. 1 John 3:13. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. Don't, Joe, be surprised because the world hates you. Don't be surprised because the world can't stand you. If they couldn't stand Jesus, they ain't going to stand you. When you obey Him, I don't find out something, McCunningham. If you want to get next to folk who are hypocrites, live for Jesus. Live for them. Live for Jesus. They really don't love His name. They can't stand His name. And because folk look at you funny, because you love Jesus, let them look. God pleased with that. You're doing something worthwhile when they hate you for His name's sake. He does not forget that. But notice what the thing said here, Paul. You was called. Well, that's something to think about. You was called to suffer. Called. Hey, Jimmy. Yeah. Come and follow me and catch some hair. Okay. You were called to suffer. Called. We living in time now. We don't want nobody said nothing about us. Let no somebody getting beaten for them. We don't want them said nothing negative about us. And think we are champion in Christ. No, you're chicken in Christ. You got to take some things. You were called to suffer. Called to suffer for His sake. Bless His holy name. Don't be surprised. I just like that. Because the world hates you about Jesus. If the world doesn't hate you, Lord have mercy. I'm talking the world now. When he said world, I'm talking about worldly folks. Not Christian, but worldly folks. When worldly folks can't stand you and love you all the time, just love you, you ain't doing nothing for Jesus. When you started doing things for Jesus, the crowds you used to run with, they thin out from you. That's His holy name. We're not to fear. And the Bible tells us, don't be ashamed. To suffer for His sake. For we are called to suffer. And my brothers and sisters, the church takes this question too lightly. If God be for us, who can be against us? Think on that a minute. Get me a little drink of water. Think on that a minute.
All right.
What you think about it? Think on it. If He on my side, who can harm me except He allow it to be? He didn't hit you. He just down in your name. You can't take that. There's no talking about beating you. You can't take
talking about me, talking about you. You talk about folks yourself. And you reap what you sow. Jesus said, you was called to suffer. Bless his name. Bless his name. The church, I said, take this question too lightly. It is because the way God has fixed his earthly program. Can I say program? It is always and already fixed how he wanted to fix it. And can't nobody unfix it. I said his program. Notice I said earthly program. It's an earthly program that God done fixed. And can't nobody unfix it. Everybody said unfix it. God knows his work from the beginning to the ending. Things are going just like he fixed it. Reverend Walker, yes. It's going just like he fixed it before the foundation of the world. God's word is sure. Then anything that you know on this earth, nothing more sure than God's word on this earth. He cannot lie. He can't. What God look like lying anyway? Who he got the answer to? You don't have to go to before Congress. You don't have to answer to the president. Why he got to lie? He cannot lie. Ain't no lie in him. But the devil is the liar. And my brother and sister, if God have told us what to do to please him, we are not to vote on it. What we look like voting on, we ain't gonna have no prayer meeting. That's why Jesus said, where two or three gather in my name, I'm in the midst. Long as he in the midst, we got the majority. What we look like, vote. The church love to vote. What we look like, vote. They cut our Sunday school. Bless his holy name. What we look like. Cutting out three services a month. Because you don't want to come. What we look like. Saying yes to same-sex marriage. What we look like. When God already told us what to do, why we got to vote on it? What we voting for? When God done told you my plan, we the church. We not the world, we are the church. If anybody carry out his plan, it's us to carry out the plan. And what I'm so glad about it, if you got guts enough to walk on water, it'll hold you up. For God on your side. God for you. Don't forget my thing. If God is for us, we got to get that in our spirit. If God is for us, who can be against us? If it ever was a time that the church needs to go in prayer and stand up, it's right now. I ain't joking with you. It's right now. If it ever was a time We need to get ourselves together and stand up for Jesus Christ. His program got to go on. And my brothers and sisters, God is with us. And suffering is in the picture for us. It's already there. Because Jesus suffered for our sin. We gonna suffer because we following him. The same crowd that hated Jesus, that same crowd is alive right now. Bless his holy name. But God doesn't want his church to be ignorant of the devil present. That's what I mess some of us up. Some of right now, looking at me right now, don't believe there is a devil. He the one got you believing like that. Don't believe there is a devil. We're going to vote. There ain't no devil. Well, vote on it then, see. Jesus said it was a devil. I said, Jesus said it was a devil. And it is a devil. Bless his holy name. He present. And we don't want to believe that he present. And my brothers and sisters, but God doesn't want his church, I said, to be ignorant of his presence. God Almighty. And God wants his church to know if there is a real, R-E-A-L, a real. If there is a real, there is a false to deceive the people. The devil will see that his plan goes on like God got a plan going on. But he is the deceiver and a liar. The devil is a deceiver. Everybody said deceiver. He is a deceiver. And he is the liar. God Almighty. Deceiver and the liar. He is the liar. The lie. He is the deceiver and the lie. He is the counterfeit, the unreal copy in God's earthly program. Can I say earthly program again? God fixed one way to recognize and to overcome the falseness of Satan. Y'all know what that is? Believe the word of God. Believe the word of God. He'll trick you every time when you don't know the word of God. This is the only way out to overcome the devil is to believe and do what the Bible says. That's how you overcome the devil. Obeying God's word. God Almighty, you got to obey his word. He real. False, but he real out there. God, he a false God. And my brothers and sisters, God made man to be a free moral agent because of Satan. Now watch this now. Hold on with me now. I said he made man a free moral agent. God don't make nobody follow him. Don't make nobody follow him. He made you, he created you as a free moral agent. That's his holy name. And then God fixed it where man can have a choice of good and evil. God or Satan, that's your choice. You're a free moral agent. That's his holy name. We worship God because we love him and love his ways. Or we can worship the devil because we love him and love his ways is our choice. Well, I'm taking my time, sister. You may want. A choice. A choice. Free-mile agent. A choice. Go right if you want to go left. A free-mile agent. A choice. I didn't make you to make you follow me. I gave you a choice. If you get tired of me, there's somebody else you can follow. If you don't like me, there's somebody else you can follow. You got to believe who you follow. That's the choice a man makes. Watch this now. And my brothers and sisters, we, the church of Christ, have forgotten what God left us in this sinful world to do. Forgot. The world got us going. The world changing everything. Almost about to change the church. We have more rights to do what Jesus said than anybody else in this world. Because God is the owner of this world. The church is to listen at him and not the worldly peoples. Lord Almighty. Now watch this now. It is the church of Christ's job. Everybody say job. To confront the worldly peoples with Jesus Christ, regardless the price. I don't care how dangerous it may be. He designed us and fixed us to face this ungodly world regardless of the price we got to pay. Look what God paid for us to have freedom. He gave all he had. He gave his only begotten son. That we can be free to go to heaven when we die. God Almighty. Paul, get your Bible. Regardless of price. Look at Matthew 10 and 16 for me. Boy, boy, boy. The priest Walker. Matthew 10, 16.
Behold.
Behold.
I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves.
God Almighty. Who sent you? Right. Don't be scared to say it. It's going to say it. I thought you were going to say Jesus. I thought you were going to say that. The devil ain't going to get mad. He may get mad, but he can't do nothing about it. But I send you forth as sheep. God Almighty. What about? Now, can I use y'all fellas for a minute? Y'all don't care, do you? Now, all these to be wolves. Think about it. All these wolves. I'm right in the midst of wolves. God Almighty. That's what God's saying. Y'all see that? That's what God's saying. See, I ain't calling these fellas no wolves. I'm just telling you, I'm using them for a while now. I'm in the midst of them. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Be cautious, Walker. God Almighty. But be harmless as a dove. God Almighty. They're going to come to me and feed me with a lot of junk, but I'm got to be wise and cautious. Trying to get me to go against my Savior.
All right.
I don't jump when they say something. I'm got to think and be cautious and be wise. Ask some questions. You got friends like that leading you astray. You don't even realize it. Everybody put your arms around you and your friend. Sometimes they get jealous because you in Jesus, they not in Jesus. They trying to lead you to be what they are. They want you to be like them. You got to be wise. You see, you've been out there. I've been out there. Well, I'm going to remind me. I've been out there.
All right.
You've been out there.
All right.
Red, white, His holy name. Why? As a servant. We miss what God done for us. Look at Matthew, Paul, 28, 18 through 20 verse. Time for teaching. If it ever was a time for the church need, it's right now. Oh, boy. Watch this. The church ain't going down. You know what? But America's going down.
Amen.
Now, just watch. Just watch. Live a little while longer, you'll see. They sank it and don't even know they sank it. Read, Paul.
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Who read that, Paul? I ain't gonna hurt you. Now watch this. Now, you don't have to go and look up all. No. You just wait in time. I'm going to check it out in the Greek. Looking at Greek, the Hebrew, anything you want to do. It just ain't no more nowhere. Ain't no more. I got all of it in my hand. Now, when he talk like that, McClain, that mean a mosquito can't sting you except I want him to sting you. I own the mosquito. I own the net. I own the snake. Can't bite you, and I allow him. Why? Because the power comes from me. Ain't no more nowhere. You think God will send us out somewhere we ain't got no power? He's letting them know, fun. I got all power. God Almighty. It's been given to me from heaven. I got it in heaven. I got it on earth. I got all of it in my hand. I do what I want to do. Can't nobody stop me from doing what I want to do because I got all power. That means Paul can say, if God be what? Who can be? Because I got what? And we're scared to trust God. Some of ashamed of him. What he done already for us. It need lasting even then. Now watch this. No, we don't fall.
Go ye therefore.
Listen to that.
And teach all nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father. And of the Son. And of the Holy Ghost.
Watch this now. For he told them to go, Jesse. I want to let y'all know first I got all power.
All right.
Before you go, see, he ain't tell them, I got all power. No. But he said, go! But I'm letting you know now, before I send you. Don't be shaking. You may be a little scared, but go, because I got all power. In other words, can't nobody touch you except I allow them. And when he told them I got all power, now, well, go! God Almighty, go! Do what I tell you to do. Go! God Almighty, you taking an order from God. He already there when you get there. God Almighty. So he sends us out barehanded. He sends us out with power. Read on, Paul.
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And, lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen.
Well, when he stamped amen, that's it. Notice now, lo, I am what? Lo, at your lowest point. Down in the ditch, anywhere. They got you by yourself. Lo. I can't get up low. If I go in the lounge then, he don't prove that. I'm down there too. If they throw me low in a fire funny, I'm there too, Jesse. I'm already there. I was there before they got there. I was in the lounge then before the lounge was put in the den. I'm with you. You're not by yourself. I am. am with you. Why the church is so chicken? Why are we all afraid to witness Jesus? If there ever was a time the church needs some help, it's right now. I know what the Lord done told me about it. I mean it from the depths of my heart. But he done told me. I told y'all, if the church is in America's sinking and don't even know it's sinking. What happened to Reverend Walker? We turning down Jesus.
All right. All right.
When you turn down Jesus, you finna sink. I don't care how you may be, you finna come down. If Jesus put you up there, buddy, you finna come down because you don't forgot about who got you up there. We don't got so now we agreeing with the world. Forgetting about what Jesus done said. We are listening to the world now. The world tell the church what to do now. There's a reason for that now.
You're right, Pastor.
I may get to it today. Bless his holy name. Yes, ma'am. Doing my best. And my brothers and sisters, Jesus, listen at this now. Jesus wants his church to understand Satan have preachers. Satan have deacons. Satan have choir members, usher members. Satan have the same thing Jesus have also. God Almighty. Now watch this. How do you know, well, Paul, get your Bible and look at Matthew 7, 22 and 23. Listen what Jesus said. That's what we got to understand.
Many will say to me in that day,
listen now,
Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name?
God Almighty.
And in thy name have cast out devils.
Listen to that.
And in thy name done many wonderful works.
In thy what?
Name.
Don't care about the Lord, but in thy what? Name. The name. It's something about the name. Regardless, it's something about the name. If it come out of hell of mouth, it's something about the name.
That's right. That's right.
If the devil said Jesus, it's something about the name. See, it's in the name. It's in the name.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is it in the name? Well, he have exalted this one name above every name, and at the name of Jesus, every knee got to bow.
Yeah.
They use his what? Name. They use his name. Prophesy. Cast out devils in thy what? Name. That wonderful word. Where? In thy name. Read on, Paul.
And then will I profess unto them,
listen,
I never knew you.
Never knew you.
Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
Sinful. Now, he done all that in where? His
name.
I didn't give you permission to do it.
Right,
you messed around using my name.
That's right.
But I don't even know you. Well, that's something to say when God said, I don't know you. That means you're not here, but you're borrowing my name. Why don't you borrow your master name, the devil name? Why are you getting my name?
Mama.
Get your master name. Get my name. You bet my name, because my name is over every name. And that's the name of Jesus. Every knee got to bow. Every tongue got to confess. Your work ain't no good. Bless his own. There's a lot of false folks. Ain't going to make it. Because this thing ain't nothing to play with, see. Folk play church. This thing ain't nothing to play with. I promise you now, it ain't nothing to play with. He said, I never knew you. Never knew you. That's his holy name. That's rough when the Lord never knew you. And my brother and sister, So this earth is in a religious battlefield. That's right. Now just listen to that now. I hope I get time to get where I want. Now this earth is in a religious battlefield. Every day. Fight. We'll see where the fight comes from. Every day. Fight. Paul, look at Romans 7:21 for me. Lord Almighty.
I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me.
That's what you got to pray, you see. Every time I want to do something good, a devil step by me. God Almighty. Stand up, Jesse. Bless your heart. You Jesse, you're old fella, but you stand up in there. Everybody put their arms around you.
All right.
Don't mean you no good all the time. Every time I want to do good, who present? Evil. When I want to go help somebody sick, the devil says, oh, man, no, man, don't worry about this stuff, man. No. He right there all the time. Notice when you want to do good, you hear voices.
Yes,
you may not hear vocal, but you hear it in your spirit. Don't do that. Oh, you don't call for all that. That's me, the devil, talking to you. Every time I want to do, don't turn down good. That's me, the devil. You show the devil up when you do good. He tried to make Jesus look bad. Jesus already made him look bad. Because they thought they had him dead. But all of a sudden in the morning,
he got up.
He got up.
Come on.
Every time I want to do good, y'all watch that. I'm talking to my folks now. Watch that. Watch it. Watch it. When you want to do good, somebody always encourages you not to do good. That's be the devil. You tell the Reverend Walker said it. That's be the devil.
Amen.
Well, just my buddy. Okay, here's your buddy. That's your enemy. Every time I want to do something good for Jesus, how come some trying to stop me or slow me down? Good show evil up. Bless his holy name. Now watch this, my brother and sister. Lord have mercy. My brothers and sisters, in the Garden of Eden was a tree of knowledge of good and evil. It was a strange tree. God, Paul, you notice that? It was a strange tree. It was a knowledge tree. It was a fruit was on there, was knowledge. The fruit was what? Knowledge. It was a tree that bear two kinds of fruit, evil and good. Good knowledge and evil knowledge. Knowledge is to know something. That's what was on the tree. The knowledge of good what? And evil on what? The same what? Ain't that strange? You don't see an apple tree with pears on it.
No.
That's real strange. Two kinds of fruit on one tree. A strange tree. God of mine, watch this now. And if you eat off the knowledge tree, you will know what? Good and what? Y'all got that? Now, it's your choice between the two. Choose what you want to do or want to be. You want to be like, you want to be good or evil? God or the devil? Choose. Y'all get up. Evil. Choose what you want to do. Eat off and choose what you want to be. If you want to be God, folks, or the devil, folks. This is where the fight comes in. I'm trying to get you where the fight coming from. If you want knowledge how to be good, you got to follow Jesus. If you want knowledge how to be evil, you got to follow the devil.
Right.
You choose yourself.
That's right.
Look at Joshua for me, Paul. 24, 14, and 15. Boy, y'all gonna get this stuff, buddy.
Amen. Now, therefore, fear the Lord.
Yeah.
And serve him in sincerity and in truth.
Yeah.
And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood.
Yeah.
And in Egypt. And serve ye the Lord.
And serve ye what?
The Lord.
The Lord. Fear the Lord. There we go. See, you got to first what? Fear the Lord. And serve him in sincerity. And in what? Truth. The word of God. In what? Truth. The word of God is truth.
All right.
But you got to put away your little gods. Hallelujah. Throw them aside. Don't do like your father did back in the old days. But you got to throw them aside. Read on, Paul. Watch this.
And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your father served that was on the other side of the flood,
yeah,
or the gods of the Amorites,
yeah,
in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
One crowd said, we don't want to follow God. Another crowd said, we're going to follow the devil. So we got a crowd there. Joshua got them together. I can't be on both sides at the same time. We got to do something here now. We got to make some choices here. You got to make the choice who you going to follow. You can't follow the devil and Jesus at the same time. They going different places. One on their way to heaven, the other on their way to hell. You got to make that choice yourself. You're going to serve the gods of the Amorites, in whom the land ye dwell, where you come from. But, God, I like that boy. Y'all can do what y'all want, but. Serve the Amorites. Serve all the Amorites. All the Amorites. But. For me and my wife and my children, we're going to serve the Lord. We gonna serve the Lord. That's your business who you serve. But for me, why should I have to think about that one? But for me, and Abner, Maine, can I say Abner, Maine? And Rosal and Deborah and Maine and Lisa, we gonna what? Serve the Lord. It's a choice you got to make. You got to make that choice yourself. Don't let your buddy, don't let your best friend lead you astray. Try to lead them. If they want to go left, let them go left. But you go right. It's a program God got fixed. And can't nobody unfix it. There's an evil and a good out here. You got to make your mind up. Who you going to follow? Bless this holy name.
Amen.
Now, Paul, look at John 10, 11 through 12. 9, 11 through 12. Y'all going to get this stuff, buddy. You going to get this stuff. Time for teaching. Church. I see the church. I'm feeling sorry almost for the church. The way we giving in to the world. Read, Paul.
I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture.
Read on, Paul.
The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly.
All right, watch. See, now the thief, he already out here. Notice not, the thief was on the tree too. See, you too, ain't that right? He was on the tree. The thief cometh what? Not but to steal and to kill and destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that they might have life. That means eternal life. That means live in peace and harmony with God forever.
All right.
And that they might have it more abundantly. We think we got joy. Boy, wait till you see Jesus.
All right.
Paul said, far better to be with the Lord than to be here.
Well,
there must be something up there far better up there.
Far better.
You call that abundant of life. Abundant of life. There ain't no size to it. It's a joy that we can't understand. A joy beyond our comprehension. We can't understand this kind of joy until we see Jesus. The devil come to take your life. You didn't know that?
Amen.
Because he know where he going. He don't want you to go back where he was. He know it ain't nothing but joy. But he messed his own self up because he got lifted up in pride. He got jealous of God, want to take over God's throne. Because he was looking good. God had him dressed up. He was dressed up so much. One day he was sitting down and said, look at him. I got all kind of diamonds and things on me. I believe I'm shining better than God. And something poor got in his mind. Time has got halfway by that foot in his mind. God heard him. And when he got ready, he said, I'm going to be like. The writer just put on down there, no Most High. But he didn't ever get to that point. He God, when he said, I'm going to be most like. Most High. Talking about over God. When he got halfway there, God kicked him out. The Bible says he left heaven like lightning. He left heaven like lightning. Before he got it up, he was on the ground. Ah!
Well,
so he out there. When Adam got here, he got a tree out there. Good and evil, your choice. Follow who you want. I have come that you may have life. But now you follow who you want to follow. It's your choice. Oh, boy. And my brothers and sisters, Jesus and the devil was the tree in the garden. I knew you never heard that before. I didn't need to say he gave it to me. Jesus and the devil was the tree in the garden, representing good and evil. God Almighty. And then, my brothers and sisters, God got the tree. Let me say it. Lord, let me say it. God, watch the tree now. God got the tree. Good and evil now. God got the tree. And put it in a book form. And call it the Holy Bible, God's holy word, for us to have knowledge of good and evil, to live for Him day by day, a lifestyle with Christ, evil and good written in here. Evil and good is in here. It's the tree right here. I still can know good from evil. My choice and your choice. Your choice, my choice. It tell you there's a hell. It tell you there's a heaven. Your choice, my choice. That same tree is written in the book. Everything you want to know about the Lord, He wants you to know about it, is right here. Everything about the devil is right here. Evil and what? Good. Oh, my. Paul, get John. I'm going to quit right now. John 7, 16 through 18. I was studying this thing.
Mm.
Of course, the boy, you behind.
Mm.
Even good is already in here.
Mm.
And the world following the church, not want to follow evil.
My goodness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God Almighty. Read, Paul.
Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine.
It's not mine.
But he is that sent me.
God Almighty. It's not my doctrine. See, Jesus wanted to see yourself, you know, good and evil.
All right.
His father got everything under control.
Teach, Pastor.
That's what he's trying to tell us. Now, read on, Paul.
If any man will do his will,
God Almighty,
he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself.
If you want to know good and evil, this the doctrine right here. Whether it's of God or whether I speak of myself. Read this. You'll find the devil in there. You'll find God.
Amen.
It's God's word. The devil don't want you to know about it.
Amen.
God didn't lead the devil out because he's still alive.
Mm.
Read the Bible. You'll know the difference.
Yes, yeah.
I'm not leaving my folks ignorant, the word ignorant. Read the Bible.
Yeah.
The devil hates the word of God. That means he always want to condemn the word of God. Because
yeah.
He knows this truth. There's still the evil and good in the Garden of Eden. God just put it in a book form.
Mm.
If you want to know about evil, pick up the book.
Yes,
if you want to know about good, pick up the book.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
Pick up the book and read it. Talk about what the world said. The world said anything. I got a director here.
All right.
The world said do this, but God said do that.
All right.
I got not to be ignorant. I got the word here to direct me.
Right.
Bless his holy name. Everybody said
bless his holy name.
We don't have to be ignorant of evil and good. Paul, you got one more voice.
Yes, sir.
Read that and we go.
He that speaketh
listen now,
of himself
listen,
seeketh his own glory.
Uh-huh.
But he that seeketh, excuse me, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him,
yeah,
the same is true.
Yeah.
And no unrighteousness is in him.
God Almighty. Watch it. Talk about this. He's talking about the devil and God, see. He that speaketh of himself. Seeketh his what? Own what? That's the devil. He seeks his own what? Glory.
Yes, sir.
And he got folk worship him going and coming. More folk worship him than they worship God.
Right.
That's right. More
Amen.
Folk worship the devil than they worship
right.
God. Lord have mercy. Unrighteousness is not in God. It's in the devil. When you see unrighteousness, I don't care how you feel, it's not of God, it's the devil. He was on the tree. Jesus was on the tree. And we ain't got no excuse. Lord, I wish I had another 40 minutes. I know some of y'all will walk out on me. So I'll see you next Sunday, but... I'm going to start, if it's God's will, just where I stopped off. There's something about this good and evil.
All right. Help us, Reverend.
America, I'm going to say it again. I may be in heaven. I'm telling you again. Americans haven't seen nothing yet. Watch. We think we're going somewhere. We are going somewhere, but not the right place. Now, just watch. You can write that down. Just watch. She's sinking and don't know she's sinking. Why, Reverend Walker? She done left the boat. She done left the ship. She done walked off from her creator.
Amen.
Take notice they taking everything when it comes down to Jesus. Taking prayer out of school. They don't want Jesus, not the devil.
Catalog number 1444.
Just to get a soldier when they get get rid of Jesus, the devil doing that. And if the Lord will, next Sunday, I'm going to show y'all something you ain't never heard in your life. You ain't never heard this before. That's right. I'm not boasting. I'm just trying to get you to see my point. We take this thing lightly. God will knock you off your feet. I really tell my preacher, preach the truth. Yeah, you're going to make folk mad. Let them spin. You got to tell the truth.
You're right. You're right.
I can't trust you with no truth if you're scared to say it.
Amen.
Tell folk the truth. Because we got to meet God one day, preachers.
You're right, Pastor.
If you go to hell, you sure won't be going there because I told you. I told them about the one who made both hell and heaven.
Amen.
Nah, somebody got to have Lord. Somebody got to have Lord's Supper. Okay, let us all. No, wait. Somebody may want to give their life to Jesus. I mean, see, somebody may want to give you. You may want to give your life to Jesus. You've got to make a choice. Who you going to serve? You can't serve both of them to save your life. That's what folks trying to do. You can't serve but one at a time. One got to go. Don't let the Lord go. Your choice. Jesus told us the devil is present. He let us know he's present. He said, but I come that they may have life. May have it more abundantly. He had it so simple, boy, for folks to be saved. I don't see how they missed it to save my life. The devil put doubts in your mind, don't want to believe, but watch this. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth, that means like a little baby say it with their mouth. Don't let the mama try to help them. They got to say it with their what? Mouth. Now it's up to them and God to believe. They believe in their heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's just that simple. Not complicated. It's just that simple. I believe this Bible. I'm going to confess Jesus' name. God come in your heart. It's just that simple. You may not come down, up and down. Now, some folks get saved again. It's a belief. Faith. I'm walking out on what God said. His word. I'm stepping out on his word. If I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I'm walking out on his word with faith. It's a faith walk, not a fear walk. The devil deal with feeling. I feel good. Give you $50, you'll feel good. Doctor, give you a good report. That makes you feel what? Folks say something good about you. That make you feel what? Yeah. But it's not making you feel good. It's a faith. I'm not depending on what Reverend Walker just said, but what the Bible said. He just quotes what the Bible said. He does the saving. My job is to preach it.